Some animals have hooves that click, and other animals have hooves that clack. So let's learn the alphabet together and find out who has hooves, feet, or even wings that flap. Our first friend is Arnold, an armadillo from Austin. He resembles the possum that lives up in Boston. Arnold has four small feet that help him dig so he can find his food from under the twigs. Our next letter is B, so let's meet our new friend, a big burly brown bear who we all know as Ben. Ben is from Brooklyn and loves everything sweet. His favorite hobby is napping, but Ben really loves to eat. Ben's mom said, "Don't play with your food or act like a misfit. Now please pass the gravy and finish your biscuit." Ben has four paws with really long nails, a big furry coat with a wiggly short tail. We've covered one and two, and now on to three, so let's meet our new friends and learn the letter C. C is for Coco and Charlie, and they are both cows, who like to eat grass and moo really loud. Coco likes to stand outside at the farm, close to where Charlie sleeps, at night in the barn. They both have legs that total to four, that stretch all the way down until they reach the floor. There are two in the front and two in the back, so when Coco and Charlie run, their hooves click and they clack. D is for Doug, and Doug is a dog who likes to carry sticks the size of big logs. Doug has four legs, and each leg has a paw. Since Doug is a good boy, Doug comes when he's called. Now E is for Ellie, who has a trunk that's for smelling. It can reach to her back or even tickle your belly. Ellie is enormous in size, and she is so elegant. She has four giant feet and never forgets that she is an elephant. Fast forward to F, where we find our friend Fred, and all day long, Fred stays in the bed. Fred is a fox who eats bagels with lox. He's orange in color, but wears his black socks. Hear him you won't, but maybe you saw the prints that he left with his four little paws. Gigi is from Glendale, and she is a giraffe. She has a very long neck with large spots on her back. Gigi is tall and slow when she moves. Gigi reaches real high for her food and has four beautiful hooves. Hello to you all. Some people may say hi. We've made our way to H, where we must stop before we get to I. H is our eighth letter, and it helps to make heat. So here is the place where our three H friends meet. Harrison and Henry are hippos, and Harper's a horse. They all hail from Hawaii and have hooves, of course. It's incredibly important that we introduce Alana. She is both indigo and green, as she's an intelligent iguana. With a brother named Ian and a sister named Donna, they travel together and vacation in Tijuana. Alana likes to eat insects, but we call them bugs. She might run right past you or stop for a hug. Alana has four little legs with toes that look like fingers. She is incredibly fast, but she's an even better singer. Jumping on in, we have a friend you may know, a jovial jaguar who we all know as Joe. He has a beautiful coat his friend Jack thinks is snazzy. Joe may jolt from the bushes or even jump when he's jazzy. Joe has very sharp claws that are attached to four paws, along with big shiny teeth that rest in his jaw. Kudos to our friend Kyle. He's a khaki-wearing dude who high-fives with a smile because he's an Australian kangaroo. Kyle is very smart and loves a good challenge. He has two hands and two feet with a big tail he uses for balance. Let's meet our friend Lily. She's a luxurious llama who has so much personality, and her favorite club is drama. Lily loves to dance and really let loose. She loves shaking her head and stomping her four hooves. Millie, 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 marching everywhere. Millie has 750 feet. That's 375 pairs. With all those legs, she could start a stampede. With one tough shell, she's Millie the millipede. Nikki, 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 are those cans you see? Does your narrow tusk help you navigate the sea? Nikki is a narwhal, and we think she's pretty cute. What makes her special are two rounded flippers and a curved tail fluke. O is for Oliver, and Oliver is an orangutan. Upside down by his two feet, he loves to hang. Along with his two feet, Oliver has two hands. He can open lots of doors or play the oboe in the band. Perhaps we press pause and politely check the time. Playfully waiting on us is Patrick the porcupine. With four small feet, he prefers to stand still If you ask him to get to the point, he may poke you with his quill. We have a quick question. Have you met our old friend? A quail fit for a queen, quietly known as Quinn. She has two wings and the sky Quinn can paint to match the nails on her feet, which we think are quite quaint. We have some friends you should get to know. They are Ryder and Rose, a pair of African rhinos. They each have 4 feet, and each foot has 3 toes that seem to really complement the horn on the tip of their nose. Samuel is our friend, and he is a squirrel, the largest, in fact, in the entire world. He has 4 little feet that helps him climb trees, where he hides all his nuts so that nobody sees. Top of the morning to Thomas, the tiny tadpole, who will turn into a toad when he's ready to rock and roll. Thomas will start with a tail that will totally disappear as he begins to grow 4 legs so he can hop on out of here. He may not be scared, but may seem uncertain. Under the sea hiding is Uriah the sea urchin. Uriah has 2 feet, 5 paired rows to be exact. They help him stick to the floor so he won't float away on his back. V is for Victor, and Victor's a vulture, who has 2 wings and 2 feet and stands like a sculpture. Victor can in fact fly as he leaves for vacation. His distance may vary depending on his destination. We know a worm whose first name is Wilkes. She loves spinning records but prefers to spin silk. Born with legs that will total to 10, one day she will wander off to sleep and wake up as our moth friend. X is for Xander, and Xander's Azim. That's an Arctic bird you may have never seen. Xander likes to eat bugs and has wings that can flap. He might dance on his 2 feet when he hears eggs are the snack. Yosef is young, and he's also a yak, who wears a big shaggy coat from his front to his back. If you can't see him, he may be out having a ponder, where he traveled on his 4 hooves to go yodel out yonder. Z is for Zeke, and Zeke is a zebra. He was born in late September, so that makes him a Libra. Zeke is pretty tired, and he needs to catch some Z's. He must now rest his 4 legs, along with his hooves and his knees. We made our way from the A to the Z. We learned the alphabet, along with all kinds of feet. We hope you will come back and read with us again at least a few more times so you can visit with your friends.